We should take comfort in the idea that there's a lot of books being written, I guess. There's a lot of people writing, and there's a lot of people reading. But what they're reading and what they're believing is beyond belief. It's beyond my belief. You know, so Mein Kampf is the dumbest collection of shit ever written. I mean, pure shit. From the simple-minded perspective of a 19th century man. Because that's what Adolf Hitler was. For all his bullshit about how he was, you know, the Volkswagen and tanks, you know, technically, in terms of technologic, in terms of scientific or technological developments, Hitler had an idea as to what he wanted to do for his armed forces, and he wasn't that much out of step with anybody else. There was one thing that he didn't get. I mean, if you want to know where Hitler fucked up, I can give you every fucking goddamn area of that motherfucker's life. He was a fuck-up. So how this guy is considered a genius is beyond... I put it down to this. Hitler's a genius because to admit that he, you know, I should say people think he's a genius, because if you admit anything else, you admit that civilization demonstrated cowardice in the face of this man's threats. Just pure fucking cowardice. You can't call it anything else. But if you say he's a genius, well, he just outsmarted you. He wasn't a genius. The motherfucker was the dumbest cocksucker ever. He just was loud. He bullied people. Excuse me for using a comparison, but Donald Trump. Oh, now, wait a minute, Phil. Trump built a lot of buildings. No. You don't understand. There's all kinds of things we have, but when it comes to politics, you have to have knowledge of history, you have to have knowledge of culture, and you have to have knowledge of your own society, you have to have some working knowledge of societies around the world, you certainly have to have a good grasp of current events, and you have to have some pseudo-intelligent grasp of the law. Donald Trump doesn't have any of that. So I'm not saying he's Hitler, I'm not saying Donald Trump, but he's cut from the same fucking cloth. He's loud, he insults, he shouts down, and he bullies anybody that doesn't agree with him. That's a dangerous person, because we saw a little bit of that at one of his rallies. Donald Trump is so fucking insecure that he had some morons, you know, and God knows his fucking rallies are full of fucking absolute imbeciles. He had some physically manhandle somebody. And to anybody who is listening to me right now who's saying, yeah, good, great, you would have been a great motherfucking brown shirt, and you would have been one of the first they'd thrown into the fucking SS cage when they found your ass at the end of the war. And you would have been probably said, I didn't know, Hitler. Bullshit, you know, because the world has dealt with these people before. So anyway, Hitler, now they're reprinting Mein Kampf. Hitler is, without question, one of the stupidest individuals to have ever ascended the heights that he ascended to. Number one, he had no fucking idea when it came to his armed forces in terms of actual tactical, strategic, operational ideas, how to attack the enemy, what to do. He was a complete and utter fucking imbecile. Take a look at the goddamn war. Look what he won. Look what he was able to do, which was to, you know, essentially take over Europe. But that wasn't good enough for him. He had to turn around and put his country into a two-front war. He went ahead and he attacked Russia, thinking, well, I've neutralized England. America had no fucking understanding of any culture other than his own. Adolf Hitler is typical of totalitarians. He doesn't know anything about other people. Doesn't know a fucking thing about other people. Doesn't know how to deal with other people. America's not coming into the war. America's full of degenerates. They're full of jazz fiends and morphine addicts. And there's a lot of Negroes and there's a lot of Jews. And they are a cesspool. That's how Hitler saw any society that had multiple racial elements and absolute cesspool doomed to failure. It was the racially pure society that was going to win. Why? Why did he think that way? Because in his little teeny 19th century brain, well, look at the flowers and look at how, you know, humans were a part of a sort of separate species within a species. You know, we weren't just a human. We were white human, black human. And he saw those as separate species, one inferior, one superior to the other. He saw the human race as a collection of pure and healthy elements combined with systemically and organically negative and destructive elements. The Jew was like a parasite. And he went forward in his life and moved on all fronts according to those beliefs. And he got his motherfucking ass handed to him. He got humiliated. Everything that he said would happen for Germany didn't happen. Not only that, he brought about the destruction of European civilization, not the least of which was Germany's. And he brought it all about within 6 years. Now, you may think that that was pretty good shot there, Adolf. You know, kept everybody off at 6 years. Jeez, that's great. Well, look, for a 1,000-year Reich, a 6-year war where you wind up blowing your brains out in a bunker with your fucking slut, okay, you know, with Jewish American soldiers pouring over your borders, you know, your own soldiers giving up in cowardly surrender, saying that they never wanted to be a part of this, that Hitler's a madman, you know, the Russians coming in and raping your women and your daughters. I mean, you know, this was what Hitler visited upon Germans. That's what happened to the Thousand Year Reich. That's what happened to the Grand Teutonic Civilization. Rape, overrun with all of the mongrel races of the earth. That he had Negroes and Jews and every kind of soldier stationed in Germany, lording it over the German people after 1945. That's what Adolf Hitler brought about, his Thousand Year Pure Aryan Reich. When it comes to actual technology, Hitler was very smart when it came to tanks. He loved tanks. He was absolutely enamored of tanks. He was right when he believed that the modern war would be a mobile war, highly mobile war. And he was right. It was one area where he really blew it. And it was the most important area, the most significant area, the most significant thing that came out of World War II, more than anything else, was air power. And Adolf Hitler was bored with that, didn't want to hear about that. The head of his own Luftwaffe, by the way, wasn't Hermann Göring. It was really a man by the name of Milch, who was, believe it or not, a Jew. He was he modernized and really specialized in air power, and he was the best that the Germans had. Happened to be Jewish, but the Germans got around that by having a document created, and I think they muscled a member of Milch's family to say, "Well, actually, his mother, his mother's pure Aryan. It was just a Jewish grandfather way down the fucking line." They bullshitted. In other words, what they did is they just sort of, with the stroke of a pen, made him an Aryan. That's what you do when you're in a corrupt regime like the Nazi. The Nazi regime was so corrupt. I mean, there was payoffs, there was graft, you name it, man. People stealing left and fucking right. It was a disaster. And it was lorded over by a guy that wanted nothing to do with governmental matters. He was bored with that shit. He wanted to be a warlord. So Hitler would sit there in the Berchtesgaden, or he'd sit there in his apartment in Munich, or wherever the fuck he was, or the Berlin Chancellery, and he would be a warlord, you know. And he fucked it all up, you know. So he didn't know anything about air power. So by the end of the war, we had all the fucking air power. We blew the motherfucking Luftwaffe out of the goddamn sky. Yeah, they came up with the jet. There's no question that Germany had really smart guys on the ground when it came to developing these weapons and bringing Germany, you know, head and shoulders above the enemy in terms of what they needed. The V-2, the V-1. Especially the V-2 foreshadowed today's ICBM missiles. It was an amazing development, and one that had the Germans had a few more years of peace, and had they developed it in a peacetime environment, they might have been unstoppable. There was only one problem. They had a fucking imbecile that was running their whole thing. You know, it was, what am I saying, you know? Well, if they didn't have Adolf Hitler, and they weren't Nazis, you know, but no, they had him, so he's a fucking imbecile. The jet, phenomenal. It was phenomenal. They didn't have enough. They didn't develop it until late in the war. They didn't develop the jet and really get it off the ground until the air cover for Germany, basically air power, was lost. And pilots like Chuck Yeager, one of our guys, shot down in his little Mustang or whatever. He was an Army pilot. Army Air Corps pilot was Chuck Yeager, and I think he was flying a Mustang. He shot a jet down. Yeager said, and a few of the smarter pilots said, the way to get a jet, the way to get a Messerschmitt, was to attack it as it was taking off or attack it as it was landing. You didn't engage it up there in the fucking air when a goddamn thing is going 86,000 miles an hour. You engage the son of a bitch when it was at your speed. So they would sort of hang around, not being spotted, some of these airfields where the Messerschmitts were taken off, and that's what Yeager did. He set upon one taking off when it was at its slowest and essentially, you know, dealt with it that way. So there were ways to do it. The Germans didn't have a prayer, man, at the end of the war. They had all this super weapons and shit. Bullshit. You were fucked. So Hitler was a fucking idiot when it came to the weapons of war. He knew about tanks. That was it. He didn't know shit about how to deploy troops, didn't know shit about how to draw up a battle plan, didn't know jack shit about how to occupy. He didn't know anything about the administration of some of these conquered spaces, where a lot of his people, not a lot, some, said to him, you know, instead of killing all these people with our the Eisengruppens and all these, you know, these SS units that are murdering all these, you know, people that we call bad, whether they're Jews or not, why don't we pacify the population and turn them into Nazi states as well? In other words, indoctrinate them and make them a part of a grand fascist union. Hitler wanted nothing to do with that. In his book, Germans were superior. They were never going to make equals out of Poles or Slavs or any of these other motherfuckers who racially were inferior or who were infected with this plutocracy, these democracies. No way, no. We're going to go in there, we're going to step on these motherfuckers, and they're going to do what we want them to do. Well, what he bought for his soldiers and himself was the unrelenting hatred of the people who he was devastating, and they turned on him. So he was a dumbass when it came to politics. Stupid as shit. When the gun was at his face. See, when it was peacetime and all he was doing was running his big fucking mouth and the whole world had just experienced World War I and they didn't want to go through this shit again. Well, yeah, you know. He was real good at throwing the gauntlet down because people in those days in the 1930s, they were scared, man. The economy was fucked. The world was a very precarious place. You think it's scary now? You have no fucking idea. There was no instrument for international dialogue like we have with the United Nations. There wasn't the speed and the rapidity and the understanding of the need for it like there is today. Because back then it was still all about kick their ass, take their country. That's the end of the story. He didn't know anything about societies, as I told you. He didn't know anything about America. He thought America would fold up like a cheap Chinese suitcase as soon as, you know, Europe fell and America was too degenerate, too fucked up. He had no fucking idea of our manufacturing, of our industrial capability. When he brought America into the war by declaring war on us, yeah, the Japanese attacked us, but Hitler could have kept his big fat fucking mouth shut, but he wouldn't do that because in his mind, honor, you see, when you put your word... When it was important to him, he would be honorable. Now, he had about as much fucking honor as, you know, your common goddamn pickpocket. But when things were going his way, and when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, think about it, it was 1941. Germany had just invaded Russia. Germany was on the move, man. Yeah, they got slowed up a little bit there in Moscow and some of these places, but... 41, 42, 43, I think, is when they finally got their ass beat in Stalingrad. So they were a ways away from the disaster of Stalingrad. It was still kind of sunshine for Hitler, you know. He was in Russia. They had rolled in that June. Now it's December. Okay, they slowed up. It was the winter time. It was getting kind of slow. But, hey, you know, don't worry about it. When things warm up, the spring offensive will kick their fucking ass. Hitler, he had not yet suffered his defeat in North Africa, so he was just hot to trot, man. So America, he says, I declare war on America, too. Well, that was the big fuck-up of his life, because what he was essentially doing, it was ensuring that this massive industrial base, this massive workforce and massive resource for soldiers, as well as hardware, as well as the implements and the tools and the weapons of war, he had just... mobilized it, and it would be the fucking end of him. And the Japanese already knew that. They knew they had 6 months after bombing Pearl Harbor. 6 months is all they had. That's what Yokohama said, or whatever that fucking guy's name was. Yamamoto. Yokohama, there was another guy named Tokyo, wasn't there? Anyway, he said, I'll buy you 6 months with this Pearl Harbor thing, but after that, I ain't guaranteeing shit. And with that, he stormed out of the conference room, with his finger in his nose. No, I don't know. But he said 6 months. And 6 months, of course, if you're a student of history, you know what happened within 6 months. What happened? Midway. That was going to be it, man. This had been on, by the way, Midway had been on the Japanese planning table for about 15 years. 15 fucking years, the Japanese knew in the 20s that in order for them to essentially control the Pacific, sooner or later, they had to have an all-out great Pacific battle with America. They fucking knew it, man. Japanese were smart when it came to... See, the Japanese were very, very smart when it came to executing and planning. But the problem with the Japanese is they had the same problem the Germans had. They had no fucking resources. They're a little fucking dinky-ass country. They didn't have shit. And when they took over all of Southeast Asia, because there were rubber plantations, all this bullshit, and oil fields, they thought, well, we're living large. Well, there's only one problem, man. You got to get that motherfucking oil from down there up to Japan. And guess what? You just got America in the war. What do we have? Submarines. You're fucked. You know. That's called a convoy, and that's a gauntlet you're fucking running there. You know, so that, well, we can keep the Americans engaged if we draw them out in the great all-out Pacific battle. It was even called that, man. The great all-out Pacific battle. And, the great all-out, or whatever the fuck, they call it something like that, the groovy Pacific battle. And the great groovy and grand Pacific battle was going to be the name of the game. That's what the Japanese, that's what we got to do. This is just, everything else is going to be easy street, but we got to get the Americans and we got to knock them the fuck out of this war. Period. Before we do it. Well, I got an idea, said one young flyer, I forget his name now. You can look it up. Fuchida, I think, in the late 20s. I got an idea. What's that? Rather than the whole big blowout motherfucking war, I got an idea. What? We hit them while they're at anchor. You do what? They're at Pearl Harbor. They're at anchor. They're sitting there. They're sitting ducks. Nobody in the world, other than by World War II, the British had thought of it, but the Japanese were thinking about using air power as an offensive weapon in the 20s. They, man, those cats were on the move, baby. Japanese knew that mobile air power on the high seas was where it was at, Jack. Destroyers, battleships, you can take that shit and put it in a junkyard because it wasn't going to be worth a pinch of shit. What you needed in World War II and what, thank God, we had, because they were not at anchor, they were out at sea when Pearl Harbor occurred, when the attack on Pearl Harbor occurred, were aircraft carriers. Our aircraft carriers were at sea. Admiral Halsey, bless his heart, one of the great names in American naval history, had, and also, yes, part of a Paul McCartney song, had the fucking aircraft carriers at sea. What got hit at Pearl Harbor, God rest the souls of all of those men who lost their lives, and it was a terrible price to have to pay, but what got hit at Pearl Harbor were essentially, sort of irrelevant materials of war. The battleships, the destroyers, they were just not going to be a players, not that much of a player compared to aircraft carriers in World War II. That's something else Hitler didn't get. Hitler thought submarines, man, that's where it's at. Those wolf packs, goddamn, those sons of bitches in World War I, woo! And watch when we unleash those motherfuckers in World War II. You ain't going to believe the shit. You're not going to believe what we're going to be able to bring about. Well, guess what the very first obstacle to Hitler's grand plan with submarines was? It was an airplane. Because what we did is we sent our guys out at night using searchlights and whatever rudimentary radar there was. But we had aircraft now that were up in the air specifically to spot these things. You could spot these sons of bitches from the air. You could see these so-called wolf packs of U-boats that were going to attack these convoys coming over from America or from Canada. And they did a lot of damage, man. They sunk a lot of fucking ships early in World War II. And, of course, that's what Hitler thought. He said, I don't give a shit about air power, man. This is where it's at. Take a look at what's happening, man. Dunnets and all those assholes, man, they're doing a job, baby. I want to decorate that guy personally, you know. But funny thing happened on the way to the Laugh Factory, man. Along came these goddamn airplanes. So he was a dumbass with that shit, you know. Japanese knew air power was where it was at. And they were smart up to that point, you know. And this guy, Fushida, said, we hit them at anchor. We don't have to engage in a big fucking all-out Pacific war. Well, I don't know. You know, well, take a look at it, man. Here it is. I got the whole thing planned out. We use torpedoes from the air. We use high range or high elevation bombing as well. You know, high target bombing, whatever the fuck they call it. See? Well, how many soldiers are we? We're not landing anybody. Wait a minute, man. You're trying to tell me, Admiral Fukunida, one of the... yes, Admiral Am, I'm telling you, we don't have to land any soldiers. We go in, bang, bang, three waves of airplanes, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, whatever the fuck it is. We send them out in waves, and by 10:30, 11 o'clock, the whole goddamn thing is over. The United States Navy in the Pacific is at the bottom of the goddamn ocean. They are done, man. They are essentially out of the war until Japan has had its way in the Far East. We will control Asia by the time America gets up off of its ass after we come in there and hammer them. And the only fucking problem with that plan was that the aircraft carriers were out at sea. And number two, Japanese, just like the Germans, had no idea how quickly we would mobilize as a country. See, they're banking on a misunderstanding of our culture. Now, this is something the average American today, and probably Americans back then, doesn't get. And I'm not talking about how foreigners see us. I'm talking about how we see others. Because up to now, we've been able to rely upon our ability to just go in and kick fucking ass, see? But it isn't that easy anymore, man. All those bombs and shit, there comes a price, the public relations price is paid if you're just dropping nothing but nukes, you know? So we have to get smarter, and we have to, as Dale Dye told me, the retired Army, Marine captain who is now consulting in movies, he said, you, A, go in with smaller units, and B, you integrate them with local fighters, you know, in Afghanistan. We have our guys living with their guys. We did that in Vietnam. There's a lot of very creative ways that the military goes about looking at these things now. And it isn't just about going in there with a big fucking sledgehammer. You got to understand who it is you're fighting. So the Japanese did get that. They thought America will get hit and they'll be done. And any of these pansy-ass motherfucking Americans that actually tries to take up arms against our guys, the Japanese army, shit. We're going to put the fear of Jesus into them so heavy and so deep, those motherfuckers will never stop shitting their pants. It will just go on for centuries. And there's no doubt, you know, you can fuck around all you want. Japanese mutilated the dead. All kinds of frightening things they did to try to scare the shit out of the Americans. So that when the Marines came over and they saw this, they said, well, if this is the kind of fucking war it's going to be, then that's the kind of war we're going to fight. And the Marines were brutal in their own way. Now, you talk to an average person about this shit, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a veteran. I've never seen combat. I'm just telling you from a academic point of view, this is how Americans reacted, and the Japanese did not expect that. Germans didn't expect that. They expected from a corrupt, dumbass fucking bunch of mongrel assholes, Jews and Negroes and Mexicans and all this shit, that we would be just, we'd fold up like a cheap suit, man. So what the fuck do you want to reprint Mein Kampf for? What is this, to celebrate Dumbass Week or something? Let's bring back a great one, man. This one's for laughs. Mein Kampf. You're kidding. No. Well, what are you going to do with that, man? I don't understand. Well, we can sell a few copies. It'll be fun. See if there's any takers. See how many suckers buy this shit now. You know, it's been a lot of years, and a whole lot of dumbasses have been born since then. Christ almighty, I bet you money that we get just enough dumb shits to buy into this. Fuck, we might have World War III on our hands before long. Take a look at America. Look at those dumb fucks. Jesus Christ, you'd think people would learn from history. The Americans are so goddamn rich, they don't think they need to know anything about history. Americans are fucking well off. You know, they bitch about everything now, and they don't. The last thing they want to do is figure out something. You know, maybe look into some other area of problem solving besides going on their fucking Obama pity party. All right, that's what I got to say today, man, on the world famous Phil and Russo.
Memories.
I remember a time when I knew what happiness was. There's my kitty cat now. My little thunder is there behind me. Let the mem... Come on, thunder, sing it. Memories. I'm sitting on a garbage can. All right. And I'm... This Trump is something, isn't he? Go to court, seek a declaratory judgment, and somebody says that a declaratory judgment doesn't even exist. I think Don Mixa should... examining. I can see why McCain would say that, because they ran his ass through a ringer on that shit. Not as much as the ringer that fucking they ran Obama through. I mean, the hypocrisy in this thing is beyond fucking belief. All right.
Memories of a town.
Skyboy, Dean Wheeler, Don Mixa, Christie and Rubio take jabs at each other. What are you guys, what are they running for? Vice president? Because that's about as good as it's going to get for them. A time I knew when happiness was... Ah, shit. Let the memories do its thing. Ah. All right, man.
Memories.
All right, dudes. Let's see what we got going on here, man. Okay. All right. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man. What the hell? Well, that's good. Okay. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right. I'm with it. I'm with it. What's going on, you guys? Huh? Memories. Two French mullions, a gunman, and one is a hero. Where am I at here, man? Laboratory. No, I already did that. Dean Wheeler. Dean Wheeler. Strip bar. Go with it. Don't let them... Come on, man. Where the fuck are you, bitch? Okay, strip club. We need the helicopter. What is this Hawaiian music? I love this. There you go. Now. What was the song, Ted? God damn it, here it is. Wait a minute, man. You're going to love this. You're going to fucking love it. How much time I got here? Probably nothing. I got less than those 31. God damn it. Where's Ted? Ted Bell.
We love you, Ted Bell. Oh, yes, we do. We love the things you do, and you do too. Or, I mean, not you do too, but... And when you do that, it's true. Ted Bell, you're...
All right, man. All right, here we go. Mail, real Phil Hendry. All right, I got it going on, man. I'm good. Hold on, man. I'm fucking good. This thing is done. This thing is in the fucking bag. Bang, bang, bang. Come on, send that bitch. Send, go. All right. See, I'm good, man. No, man. All right, here we go. What? What is this shit? Oh, what the fuck, man? Okay, good. Okay, I'll get back to you, Christine. Hold on, man. Hold the... Alright. I think I got it going on, man. Wait, let me just answer one fucking email here. Yeah, alright, Christine. Here we go. Just a little bit of topic. Also... Want me to hit the biggest people? Anything else? Oh, you know what, man? Let me, Christine. It's midnight. Fuck. I'll hit you up at 1:30 a.m. Sorry about the time. All right. Shit, man. God damn it, man. Security. They found, I hope that's cool. Happy 50th birthday, Christine. Okay, here we go. You're gonna love it, man. Here we go. How much time have we wasted? I mean, you know what I mean.